Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello. How are you? So the Veteran Solution, I guess, unless you've been living under a rock, you are well aware of what's going on at the VA. And of course, maybe living under a rock might be the best thing to do. I mean, you probably could have forecasted all of the things that are occurring to a degree in general 6 years ago, or what would occur. So it would have been necessarily so, meaning in the cards, and it was obvious where things would go. So, but that being said, is what does that do for you now, especially if you're a veteran? So, you know, you listen to a lot of commentary, a lot of talking heads, a lot of opinions, and what you find is that everyone is dissatisfied, and they want our government to come clean. They want our government to take responsibility. They want our government to then. All of which are unlikely by its very nature. It's like telling a beast not to be a beast. So that being said, and people want to dismiss that, and people want to say, yeah, I know, but. Well, there's no but. There's really no but. You might get a degree of improvement with certain things that go on, but it's probably better to take this opportunity to take a look at the problem as it is. And so my show today talking about the veterans and the resolution effect is simply this. There is a way. Oh, and by the way, I must obviously state the disclaimer. This show is not intended to treat, diagnose, or otherwise do anything good for you. Now, I mean, you know, I always consult your physician, et cetera, et cetera. So the resolution effect. This show, what its purpose is to help you understand that everyone makes claims that this does this and that does that. Like, for example, Octopus superfoods made me good, or whatever, you know, the new food is that has, like, just semi-goodness to it, probably better than what you're doing before, had some benefit that has some offset, but then really doesn't solve the whole problem. So let's talk about the whole problem. So really the whole problem is you can just use one big umbrella called inflammation, cellular inflammation, and anything that leads to it. But there are different phases within it, and there is a way, all in, both the initiation phase and the resolution phase, to correct it. And so what's interesting about the solution is, in my lifetime, I really never thought that anyone would ever know. As I was growing up, I always said, well, you don't know, so therefore. I mean, even though I knew something could be possibly bad, I also knew that if I didn't get it, for example, sugar, your brain needs something to operate on. And, yeah, you may not have the best solution, but their solution, which was to do this, that, and the other thing, was also incorrect. And so you always want to know the science, right, the truth, as science should be. What I did was I kind of looked and ran into the book The Zone. And it was amazing to me that, in fact, it was the anti-aging zone, so a little more complex, a little more detail, which I need in order to make sure that I actually believe it. And just because it's detailed and complex doesn't mean it's right. So in this case, it was right. And so Veteran Solution, PTSD could be, as easy as taking a bunch of high-grade, highly refined fish oil. Now, of course, you know, I have to footnote that and caution that with better be really, really good fish oil like Omega RX. Because if it's not, well, number one is it'll have less effect. Most fish oils are contaminated, PCBs, neurotoxins, which are essentially endocrine disruptors, so those get in the way. And simply put is you just don't get all that you need in order to repair or resolve your issue. So are you going to, if you have, let's say, PTSD, okay, which is now at least they've categorized and gave it a name, which whatever, all these different names out there. But really, if you look at diseases, really is just the initiation phase of inflammation or the lack of resolution phase of inflammation. In this case, once you've already got, let's say, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or essentially you just haven't resolved your inflammation, I mean, you haven't repaired it, right? It's no longer just getting in the way of, let's say, proper communication. You now have a problem in which needs to be resolved. Now, does that mean you don't want to resolve things as you go if you don't have them yet? No, of course not. As good as possible, or as much repair as it goes as possible, is the goal. So, so there's the science. How do you think about the science? But there's the result of the science. Either inflammation, which I don't want to go through all the biochemistry right now, or it's the resolution. And so just a bit about the science, though. Charles Sirhan of Harvard, we all like to cling to the Harvards, even though Barry Sears is not Harvard, trounced everybody in a full understanding. But I won't go there right now. Charles Sirhan demonstrated that it requires resolution in order to treat Alzheimer's effectively. So it requires it. So the very word requires means it's necessary. It's necessary for that, since all these diseases have in common inflammation, not too hard to believe that they all have a major inflammatory component. Then, therefore, would it be hard to believe that you would need it for, let's say, something like PTSD, which is net, resulting in inflammation, the lack of resolution therefrom. So there, and I just kind of wanted to state that not for any other reason, but to just further demonstrate. But as an example, probably, as Barry Sears writes in his latest book, probably the most serious injury to the brain is brain trauma, severe brain trauma, right? And generally it results in coma. Well, usually your ability to recover from that is slim to none. So people can talk about, I have this food and I feel great and all this stuff. Yeah, I'm doing something slightly better than what you're doing before. It's going to make you feel better. Like you exercise, you're like, and then suddenly you go back to where you were. Well, the reason why is because that's not the whole solution, of course. It's everything all in, and that is essentially having your hormones in a tight zone in order to not generate inflammation. So then once you get inflammation, then you have to have something to resolve it. And again, that's what fish oil comes in, which is EPA helps resolve inflammation by creating resolvins. Anywho, so he talked about the Sago mine disaster, and there was one individual that was in coma. I guess they were trapped down there in the mine for 41 hours, and high levels of carbon monoxide. Anyway, when they were finally rescued, only one was still alive. His name was Randall McCloy, and he was rushed to the nearest National Brain Trauma Center. Well, anyway, yada, 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 long story short, Barry Sears got him to take high doses of fish oil. They started about 15 grams of EPA DHA a day. So that's 15 grams of EPA and DHA. So the combination of EPA and DHA was a significant amount. But what they did was they made sure that his inflammatory levels never fell too low, so people were afraid of bleeding. It was a joke. Most people will never take enough to even worry about something like that. But again, it's really good fish oil if you're going to say that. But anyway, so going back to that, is that he gave 15 grams a day, and he came out of a coma. So limited another chance to suddenly become, and in his track record now, and I'm not sure what he's up to, but I think somewhere around 8 people had to come, all came out of it. I mean, there's or severe brain trauma recovered. And so it kind of leads me to when you talk to someone that doesn't know, and it's okay that you don't know. Most people say things take time. Right? Don't easily say that. Like a lot of people ask the physicians, well, he's not recovering. He's like, it just takes time. And I would say, no, it takes resolution. Time is one component. Resolution is another. A lack of incoming inflammation called the initiation is another, and so on. So usually it means you just simply don't know, and that's okay. Or you don't have the ability, even if you didn't know it, you knew, you didn't have the high-dose fish oils in order to apply this knowledge, and so either way, you're unable to do it, but it doesn't necessarily just mean time. We don't need to fix it. Okay, so here's the deal. If America were smart about all this, and everyone says stuff like this, and everyone has their own opinion, but this is more like fact. This is more like knowledge. So if America knew what they were doing, and now that the veterans know that they're listening to this, what they would do is go buy Omega RX. You can go right onto zonediet.com. Coupon code AF10PZD. Simple as that. Now, does that mean you don't work with your physician? No, of course you do. Why? Because everything metabolizes quicker. Not being a drug or anything else. Plus, you want to get you want to know the right dose, which would be going to zonediagnostics.com, which then you would test your AD pain to 1.5. And it's further enhanced if you take, if you eat in a zone, it's further enhanced if you take the high-grade polyphenols, which Barry Sears has, the new Delphinidin, which is by far and away the best of the best. So there you have it, the trio. And they also have a new fish oil that has even more good fatty acid to help that repair of any cell in your body, including the brain. So what America would do is they would simply, now the veterans again can do, is they would simply just take high-dose fish oil. Highly refined high-dose fish oil. Those that meet their steer standards, which probably would, well, the best of the best is Omega RX, and probably very few match that or even come close, even the other best of the best. Things like Lavazza, things like Nordic Natural, not even close to Omega RX. And this is by the testing, not by my opinion. The testing being those parameters set forth and understood to be good and bad, which is Botox levels, so oxidation levels, which is PCBs, furtanes, dioxins, those supportive, which of those are PCBs and Totox. And those, by far and away, in Omega RX, are the best. Best of the best, with or without a prescription, et cetera, the whole sales job. So when they talk about doing more for veterans, you simply cannot rely on the government. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. It's so obvious. So obvious. They're lazy. They can lie, you know what I mean? It's just so easy to get away with something there. You don't have to serve the customer. You simply don't have to. It's more like law than it is, you know, one individual helping the other. So good luck. And even if you did have that, why would you not resolve your problem? But they're not going to do that. They're at least in the near future, from what I can tell. It's like turning the Titanic. It's not going to happen. So why not just turn your little baby boat in your house, you know, whatever the SS Minnow, and point it towards zone labs, diet.com, or my site, zonehealthcoach.com/products, and boom, get the test, zonediagnostics.com, get the test from there, take your high-dose fish oil, boom, you're starting to solve your problem. Now, PTSD becomes, again, not intended to diagnose or treat, but becomes now a method of managing that. You have to tamp down my words, right? Even though it's the best thing going, and all the studies indicate so, neurologically. So, no test done by Inflammation Research Foundation has not been successful, meaning doing the test right, proper protocol, no test has failed to significantly enhance the situation someone's in, neurologically or otherwise. But to the vets, people that we say we care about, yes, equine therapy, yes, all these things, they're very expensive, and they don't resolve your inflammation. They may bring down stress levels, which then would then, reduce inflammatory levels, because everything has an impact to that road that leads to Rome, which is inflammation, and of course stress reduction would help. But why not right at the problem and resolve the inflammation, meaning repair the cells? Now you have a mechanism to do that. This is groundbreaking. And you know, and moreover, I listen to these guys that talk about how biotech's the future and all that, and I know they're looking at a 30,000-foot level. I don't necessarily like guys like that, even though I do it myself, because they don't know, right? They're talking about this vaccine for this you know, nanotechnology, which is silly when you don't even understand the science. Okay, you have a concept of what could go and help them. People argue, well, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just, we just know you're wrong. They're going to go out. And people are going to do what they're going to do. I know they're designed. Some people are designed like robots. Some people are designed like, you know, hacks. Certain people are designed like me that like to understand why, what, and then find someone like Barry Sears that actually knows what he is doing and then pursuing that in a noble manner, which is awesome. I'll say that I'm this guy, but I can recognize the guy that does it. And that makes me happy. But anyway, so to the vets, there you go. There is a great starting point. So before you do anything else, because it is the foundation. If you're not resolving it, doesn't matter what drug you're taking, you still haven't resolved it. So no one can dispute that. No one can dispute that if you haven't resolved your problem, regardless of what other thing you're doing, that you've resolved it. You haven't. You treated the symptom. That's overused phrase analogy nowadays, but it is true. But more importantly is now, it's better to know what to do, not just to say you treated the symptom, but to know. Because a lot of people say properly create, you know, they make a statement of a proper premise, which is treating the symptom. But therefore, that's the problem. Is therefore requires knowledge. And since this is very specific knowledge, if it's anything but this knowledge, How could you say it's right since you're not resolving inflammation? You're not doing the things to properly resolve it. So I've been amazed by that, how people make careers out of calling other people stupid, essentially, or not knowing or whatever. Example here in Arizona, Dr. Bob Martin. Do I know the guy? No. But he's condescending in a lot of ways, where he looks at, I don't want to have this be a bash show or a rant show, but I've done it before. No, I mean, he, for example, someone called in about anxiety. Well, the first thing you should do is someone calls in about anxiety. If you knew what you were doing, you definitely tell them to get on high-grade fish oil and drop your inflammatory levels, et cetera. Right? Go down the inflammatory path, not these all these other things. Talking about neurotransmitter testing diagnosis, so we're overdiagnosed for no reason. The starting diagnosis should be the AD-EPA ratio from zone diagnostics, your inflammatory ratio. Once you clear out inflammation, then maybe see what else there is to do. Over time, obviously, as you resolve, there'll be less and less to do as it resolves itself. So by definition, as it heals itself, hence not a problem. But so again, recognizing that people don't know what they're doing is easy. But knowing what to do is extremely difficult. That has been figured out by Barry Sears, for the most part, to the best degree possible yet today, bar none. And I will know. I claim that. I stand by it, that I know. And if anyone would like to dispute that, well, let's go. When you've got truth on your side, I guess, in this case, which is, I know, is not the truth of, like, the universe or the world and God or whatever, but it's the truth of chemistry to the best degree possible is getting better. As, you know, we get into genetic expression, transgenerational genetic expression, et cetera. But regardless of what genes you have, regardless of what problem you have, it's always good to be uninflamed. It's always good to resolve your inflammation. So that's really my message. I hope that serves as good what to go do next for veterans. And if you're listening, you know a veteran, PTSD. I mean, this stuff will get out eventually. I mean, I'm not going to take time. Why? Because everyone's born with thinking they know, thinking they're Superman, thinking they're going to go save the world, do something good, whatever. But what is good? And when people ask that, I think it's a very serious question. What is good? Is good going into a country, let's say, I mean, I don't necessarily want to go there, but you know, going in somewhere and feeding everyone, then taking off and leaving. And they have no ability now to feed themselves. I mean, things like that. Now, I'm not saying that's not a good thing to do. Go help them. But is it? Is it good to set someone up for failure? So what is good is very hard. I'm not saying that that's not part of the good of helping. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. But it's something to consider. Something to consider to grow somebody not on, let's say, anti-inflammatory foods. So one day, say, well, why aren't you this and why aren't you that? Well, maybe part of it is you didn't know what to grow them on, you know, et cetera, right? So it's very hard to know. And with this understanding, you have the ability to go now, resolve inflammation, get to the best possible state your genes can, and hopefully bypass the government drop. It's a joke. Everyone knows it's a joke. They want to believe in it. I don't know why. Don't know why they don't see these people as just another person wanting to do something. Have no clue. But if they did have a clue and they really did want to help, they'd be talking about what I'm talking about. Now, they're going to argue, well, I just created the environment. They don't. They've tried to specifically do things for you. So they're not just there to create the environment. Okay, so if they said that, then I would agree, yes, that's what you're there for, and at least you understand you don't know anything, and there's your inherent virtue, which you understand you do not know anything, which is good, because then they know. These people seem to think that they know when they do not know, which is the worst form of ignorance. The worst, the absolute worst. As Confucius said about courage, he said, the worst form of courage is to know and not do. I think this is the worst form of ignorance, to think that you know what you do not know. It's one thing to be ignorant. It's one thing to think you are ignorant and think that you know. This is what you've got. And it will always be that way. They will never know. So you're forced to then go find someone who does, like I was. And when I did find it, I knew what I found. And I stuck with it for about 13 years, got certified. I didn't get certified because I necessarily wanted to be in healthcare. I got certified because someone actually knew something. That was important to me, and that was amazing to me. Not only did they know something, they were something. I mean, they stuck with it. They created all these products. They created relationships in order to get the best, you know, polyphenols, for example. That meant to me, too, the best men and women do that. He did that. And that is bold. And, you know, can't change your genes. but it absolutely is golden in order to change the expression and to resolve your issues. And resolution takes, it's a lifetime. A lifetime pursuit is achievable, at least for now, while we still have our freedoms, to, let's say, go do this. Now, how do we keep this thing sustainable? Well, a lot of people talk about it. I don't necessarily believe that anyone knows the formula to sustainability because I don't believe in all the cycles and births and everything else that will or won't occur. But they are talking about creating, which is really interesting, creating EPA DHA farms in Australia. Nowadays, you get farm fish, you get a lot of fish, they have omega-6s in them, where they're perverting everything. Solution for now, sardines, anchovies, but the long-term solution, creating fields where you can grow the proper EPA DHA. They've already started them. I've researched them myself. I've heard various guys talking about them. So that could be a long-term sustainability for all of you sustainability people out there. Whether it's you need it or not, I don't know, but it'll make things cheaper from an economic perspective, better, and it can help leave that part of, I guess, the environment alone, if that's a concern. So, but if you don't achieve this, inflammation continues on its current path, which is not sustainable. So that's unsustainable. You will have lots of problems, and it won't just be, oh, good, for those who are, let's say, opposed to human existence, we have it. It won't just be that. It'll be people pissed off, and people pissed off go to war. People that go to war pollute things like PCBs, fertings, everything, flame retardants, for example. They get thrown into the environment, that gets into our fish oil, and it turns everybody in the future. And the internet's just going to die. But life has a way of modifying itself, changing itself to adapt. So I see it getting worse. So the best way is to be content. I argue this about safety at my work. People want to be safe. I'm like, why don't you take fish oil? Doesn't it make you think better? Doesn't it make you handle things better than that safety? If you be able to manage yourself safely, being content, being safe, comes from being good. And being good comes from being resolved, being uninflamed, in human terms. So I'm not trying to be preachy, but something to think about there. Really, I did the show. Not that anyone will listen. I did it because of all of the things I hear about veterans, PTSD, I see it as a joke. I see it as you walk into a zone center, simple as that, you get treated. In fact, that's what should be open, zone centers, the anti-inflammatory centers. Treat and resolve the inflammation, then go after the medication, or maybe in some, or maybe in concert. This has been talked about for a long time, the fusion of, alternative medicine. I don't know why they call it alternative medicine. It's not alternative. It's medicine should be your food, period. And that we should probably return to that, because that's how you were designed, that's how you evolved, that's how you came to be, is on that diet. So why did we throw it away? Well, we threw it away for convenience, safety, economics, etc., and then just produce more of everybody on this cheap, great stuff that we moved to. So regardless of the reason why, it's got to get back to that. That's your foundation. Once you throw away the foundation, you can't build a house. The house, whether it's within 10 years, 20, 30, it doesn't matter, eventually falls in the way that it was built, because it was built on an improper foundation. So that's why the Constitution, in part probably, being ignored, we do everything wrong, expect people to care about the Constitution. It doesn't work that way. People need to be engaged in a proper fashion, competing, knowing before they're doing, et cetera. And when, everyone does before they know, I do it all the time, generally get punished. We didn't allow anyone to get punished who was doing this sort of thing, i.e. the government, i.e. those who are being subsidized to create highly refined carbohydrates, omega-6s, so even vegetable oils that fueled this flame, which is ignorance, doing something in the name of, let's say, the farm safety while screwing everything else up, and so being not satisfying, let's say, the inflammatory cascade. So you're perverting things, not achieving what you think that you're achieving, which is the good. So anyway, I hope all of that was fun, fine, and dandy. More of a quick, serious, go get it resolved, the veterans, the preachy show that I did. All right. I'm out of here.